You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrupi and one of the troopers here at the Broke Community Hall over the last few days that I've spent here is Ange. And you're sort of like, you're the community liaison person. You're sort of everything for the Broke Residents Community Association. Is that an accurate assumption?
Yeah, look, we've got a lot of people here that are doing all sorts of jobs. So I would say that I'm currently teaming up with other local residents to help out with the donations drive, to get awareness out there about what's happening out here and how people can help.
How are things going now? Much changed in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, so we're really moving into the recovery phase part where we're looking for community support, people out in the public that might like to help in some way. At the moment, our priority is getting more vouchers through giveit.org. So if people can go to giveit, it's a fantastic way to match donors and residents who are very much in need at the moment. So we've already created a number of vouchers in giveit that meet specific needs of people in the community. People can go on and search up Broke, the location, and purchase vouchers.
Yep. And I've seen firsthand how much people appreciate these. There's tears, there's hugs, there's everything. This is really making a difference.
Look, it's making a huge difference. People can come in here to the Broke Hall, the recovery centre here, and we can make sure that they're getting what they need right now. So that's in the way of hardware supplies, rural supplies, food, whether they need camping equipment, if they're camping out at the moment without their homes. And they're so grateful. They truly are.
And you do actually have people literally living in tents because that's all their only option at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some people that have been sleeping on, one person sleeping on a stretcher bed with a sleeping bag under a tarp, and that's sort of the situation. So through the vouchers, through giveit, we were actually able to get them a swag, cooking equipment, and set up a basic campsite so that at least they're comfortable.
Yep. And I noticed blankets are a pretty popular item here today as well.
Absolutely. So another voucher that can be purchased is for Big W, and this allows us to get residents that have lost all of their clothing, towels, blankets, heaters, everything like that. We can actually give them Big W vouchers and they can go and purchase what they need. If they can't get down here, if they don't have transport, we can make those arrangements and get the stuff to them.
Okay, so giveit.org.au, and there are different financial figures, so you can choose to donate $20, $50, whatever it is you can afford.
Yeah, that's right. So there's different voucher amounts, so people can choose what they can afford to contribute, and absolutely any kind of contribution would be amazing.
Okay, giveit.org.au. So here in the village itself, what's the update on power and water?
Look, I've heard Tuesday. That would be fantastic. That would be tomorrow. It has changed. We have had different updates. So if it's Tuesday, that would be absolutely amazing.
But people haven't complained about not having those essential services back on, have they? They're just going with the flow.
Stoicism and resilience seem to be the core qualities of people around here. That's what's emerged over the last week or so. People are not complaining. They are doing the best with what they've got, and they're all coming together to help each other out. It's just been such a fantastic community effort, and yeah, absolutely not complaining.
Can you spell stoicism?
Yes. Do you want me to?
No, it's all right. Okay. Just being a smarty because you're a teacher.
An English teacher. I should be able to spell it.
Yes. I can't.
Can you spell my last name?
Probably easier than I can say it.
Andonopoulos.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to use that as my ringtone now.
Yeah.
As well as vouchers for giveit.org.au, there's also a GoFundMe page that the residents have set up.
Yeah, there is. So if you go on to GoFundMe, you can search up Broke Region Flood Relief and you'll find a way to make donations there. And all proceeds from that go to the Broke Residents Community Association.
So, and that's all being administered, through proper processes and everything as well. So people can feel confident that the money is going to go where you're intending it to go.
Absolutely. So we've got key members of the community that are leading this effort, and they will be making decisions about where best to allocate those funds.
So, Ange, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, and thank you for all of your support.
This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattroupi on 981 2NM as we go for broke.